from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be seated. The text for our meditation comes from our gospel lesson, Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising God. This is our text. Today is a festival day. Well, actually, this festival day was this past Thursday. But in our worship for today, it's a festival day. Now, when we think of festival days in the church calendar, we usually think of five major events. It starts off with Christmas, the good news of great joy that Christ, our Savior, is born. That moves into the celebration of the Epiphany, the coming of the wise men to the Christ child, acknowledging him to be the Savior not only of the Jewish nation, but of all people. Following that, then the next big celebration is Easter, which we just celebrated not too many weeks ago. That good news of great joy, the tomb is empty, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. And then comes Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit is poured out on the disciples in that new and richer way and enabled them and empowered them to begin to share that good news with the whole assembled world. Well, if you were counting those festival days, you realize that was only four. So what's the fifth festival day? The answer is the Ascension of Jesus. That's the festival that was this past Thursday, the event that occurred 40 days after our Lord's resurrection. The Ascension of Jesus, for some reason, doesn't seem to get all that much attention. And in many cases, sometimes it's almost a forgotten festival. But the Ascension is just as much about good news of great joy as are all the other four. Think of what the Ascension is all about. Jesus is returning to the glory that was his from all eternity. The Ascension is Jesus taking his rightful place at the right of the throne of God. There he begins his rule over all things in heaven and on earth. From there he intercedes for us. From there he makes sure that all things work together for our good. From there, he is preparing our mansion in heaven. Easter assures us that because he lives, we too will live also. The Ascension tells us that where he is, we will one day also be. What a glorious climax to the whole gospel story. God the Father looked down at our world and saw the darkness of sin that covered this world and the gross darkness that filled the hearts and lives of the people. And God saw that we were all dying in our sins. So in his great love for us, he planned to send us his Son, who would come and do what we could not do. He came and lived the perfect life. He obeyed his Father's will. He kept every thought, desire, and word and deed of the law. He made sure that in the law every I was dotted, every T was crossed perfectly. And then on Good Friday, he would offer up his sinless, perfect life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. as he hung there on the cross, God the Father poured out all of his wrath over all the sins of the world on his Son. And since the wages of sin is death, Jesus died on that cross. Friends removed his lifeless body from the cross, prepared it for burial, and laid it in that garden tomb. But we know that's not the end of the story. To prove to us that sacrifice of his Son was sufficient, that it satisfied his righteousness and justice, God raised him from the dead. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. All who believe in him have the gift of eternal life. The ascension is really a sign to us of mission accomplished. Jesus had done all that the Father required of him. He completed everything the Father wanted him to do. And he did it all perfectly. And now in him, there is the forgiveness of all of our sins, the sure and certain hope of eternal life, and that we are saved from the consequences of our sins and saved for the life of in heaven. And all that is available to each and every person. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The ascension is meant to be a hope and comfort to all the followers of Jesus who are still in this world. Remember these words from John's Gospel, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you may be where I am. The ascension is the fulfillment of that promise. Those words, that promise, fills us, overflows us with hope and joy and peace. It reminds us that our life here is not some meaningless journey from cradle to grave. When we belong to Jesus, we're going somewhere. Our destiny is to live with him forever in the glory of heaven. We have an eternal home, a place prepared for us by Jesus himself. Listen to these words from the book of Revelation. God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning, no crying, no pain. For the old order of things has passed away. These words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the springs of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. What a comfort those words are to us. What comfort that promise brings to us, especially when we have to sit at the graveside of a loved one, or when we even contemplate our own earthly end. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe. I am preparing a place for you, and I will come again, and I will take you home so that you can be with me forever. These words are trustworthy and true. One day we will be with him in the glory and the peace and the joy of eternal life in heaven. But he has not returned yet, and we are still here. The ascension of Jesus also reminds us that while we are waiting for that day of his return, we have a job to do as we wait. Jesus' mission is completed. Now our mission begins. As you read about Jesus' ascension in Luke's gospel account in the book of Acts, you hear Jesus say these words to us. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And then right after he ascended into heaven, we read these words. The disciples were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking up into the sky? Remember what Jesus said to you. He said to you, you will be my witnesses. So why are you just standing around? It's true, those disciples had to wait 10 more days for the festival of Pentecost when they received that new spirit in that richer way. But we live post-Pentecost. So we have the Spirit. That same Spirit that was poured out on those first disciples. And like them, we have received the full measure of that Holy Spirit. We have been given his own power. He has equipped us with his gifts. That ascension commission was not just true for those disciples. It's true for us today. Go. Be my witness. Tell everyone. Beginning right here in your own community. Tell them what I've done. Tell them I lived and died for them. Tell them the story of the cross and the grave and the empty tomb. Tell them that there is full and free forgiveness of all of their sins. Tell them there is now hope and joy and peace. Tell them there is life and salvation. And don't be afraid to be my witness. Remember, I filled you with my Holy Spirit. You are armed with the power from above. The words you use to witness go forth with the power of God for one purpose, for the salvation of souls. The ascension is a terrific reminder to us of what the church is to be all about. The church is not just about us. It's about others. The goal is not just for us to get to heaven, but to take as many people as possible with us. The ascension of our Lord, it's a story of a mission completed. It's a story of comfort and hope for the believers. It's a reminder that we have a task to perform. And above all, it is an invincible hope that no challenge, no trial, no tribulation, no shadow, no storm, no dilemma, not even death itself, can ever take away from us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe. I am preparing a place for you, and I will come again and take you home so that you can be with me forever. These words are trustworthy and true. Heaven is your home. Thanks be to God who gives us this overwhelming victory through our risen and ascended Lord and Savior. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that pierces all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. You make confession for our most holy